AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The clock is ticking, 7 hours away from 2025 on the East Coast. It means the big ball will be dropping at midnight in Times Square. Sherry White explains it all.
The ball goes up the post at 6 p.m. and it goes to the top where it sits at the top for the evening's events until 60 seconds before midnight when we begin the countdown. It comes down for 60 seconds, and then it disappears behind the numerals. It goes dark, and the numerals light up the new year.
From Sydney to Mumbai to Nairobi, communities around the world have begun welcoming 2025. The U.S. is slapping sanctions on Russian and Iranian groups over efforts to target American voters with disinformation before last month's elections.
American intelligence has accused both Moscow and Tehran of trying to manipulate voters and undermine trust in elections. The Treasury Department says these sanctions are on organizations that work to stoke divisions among Americans. It says the Russian group's director worked closely with Moscow's military intelligence and that the Iranian group is a subsidiary of Tehran's Revolutionary Guard. U.S. intelligence officials say while Russia tried to prop up eventual winner Donald Trump, Iran tried to oppose him. Both nations say they did not try to influence the election's outcome. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A team of U.S. investigators, including representatives from Boeing, have examined the site of a plane crash that killed 179 people in South Korea. Stock markets will remain closed January 9th in honor of former President Jimmy Carter, continuing a long-held Wall Street tradition in mourning the nation's leaders. Both the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ say they plan to close next Thursday in observance of a national day of mourning for the 39th president. Jimmy Carter died Sunday in Georgia. He was 100. The markets were open today. The Dow lost 29 points. This is AP News. People in Columbus, Georgia, near Jimmy Carter's hometown, Plains, are remembering the 39th president.
Robert Watkins Jr., who remembers his grandmother being invited to Carter's inauguration, remembers how accessible the former president was to those who lived in the area.
Everybody's grandmother was invited to the inauguration, though. Everybody has a Rosalynn Carter story or a Jimmy Carter story. Kind of personally interacting with them, and that makes it, you know, so much more impactful.
And Zoe Decker, who was raised in Columbus and recently moved back, said Carter made more of an impact after his presidency.
The work he's done around the globe and, you know, operating within our system to try to make the world better, like, you know, there's benefits and drawbacks to working within the system, but if that's the point, if that's the way you choose to operate, I think he did that the best.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.